English 900, Book 3, Tape 3A, Getting Information and Directions. Listen. Excuse me, sir, can you give me some information? Can you tell me where Peach Street is? It's 2 blocks straight ahead. Which direction is it to the theater? Turn right at the next corner. How far is it to the university? It's a long way from here. The school is just around the corner. The restaurant is across the street from the hotel. You can't miss it. Do you happen to know Mr. Cooper's telephone number? Could you tell me where the nearest telephone is? Should I go this way or that way? Go that way for 2 blocks, then turn left. I beg your pardon, is this seat taken? Now, repeat. Excuse me, sir, can you give me some information? Can you tell me where Peach Street is? It's 2 blocks straight ahead. Which direction is it to the theater? Turn right at the next corner. How far is it to the university? It's a long way from here. The school is just around the corner. The restaurant is across the street from the hotel. You can't miss it. Do you happen to know Mr. Cooper's telephone number? Could you tell me where the nearest telephone is? Should I go this way or that way? Go that way for 2 blocks, then turn left. I beg your pardon, is this seat taken? Intonation. Listen and repeat. Excuse me, sir. Can you give me some information? Can you tell me where Peach Street is? It's 2 blocks straight ahead. Which direction is it to the theater? Turn right at the next corner. How far is it to the university? It's a long way from here. The school is just around the corner. The restaurant is across the street from the hotel. You can't miss it. Do you happen to know Mr. Cooper's telephone number? Could you tell me where the nearest telephone is? Should I go this way or that way? Go that way for 2 blocks, then turn left. I beg your pardon, is this seat taken? Verb study. Listen.
1. Excuse.
Excuse me, sir.
The teacher excused me from class yesterday.
The teacher excuses somebody from class every day.
2. Give.
Can you give me some information?
Mr. Cooper gave me a book.
John gives me a newspaper every morning.
3. Turn.
Turn right at the next corner.
He turned right at the corner.
Please turn the page.
4. Miss.
You can't miss it.
I didn't turn right, and I missed the street.
I miss all my friends very much.
He is in California now, and he misses his friends here in New York. 5. Go.
Should I go this way or that way?
He goes this way, and I go that way.
Yesterday, I went to the restaurant at 6 p.m.
I'm going to the restaurant tonight. 6. Beg.
I beg your pardon.
He begged my pardon.
Every day he begs me to take several books home with me.
7. Happen to.
Do you happen to know Mr. Cooper's telephone number?
I just happen to know his telephone number.
Yes, I know her. She happens to be my sister.
Did you happen to listen to the radio last night?
Now, repeat.
1. Excuse.
Excuse me, sir.
The teacher excused me from class yesterday.
The teacher excuses somebody from class every day.
2. Give.
Can you give me some information?
Mr. Cooper gave me a book.
John gives me a newspaper every morning.
3. Turn.
Turn right at the next corner.
He turned right at the corner.
Please turn the page.
4. Miss.
You can't miss it.
I didn't turn right, and I missed the street.
I miss all my friends very much.
He is in California now, and he misses his friends here in New York. Five. Go.
Should I go this way or that way?
He goes this way, and I go that way.
Yesterday, I went to the restaurant at 6 p.m.
I'm going to the restaurant tonight. 6. Beg.
I beg your pardon.
He begged my pardon.
Every day he begs me to take several books home with me.
7. Happen to.
Do you happen to know Mr. Cooper's telephone number?
I just happen to know his telephone number.
Yes, I know her. She happens to be my sister.
Did you happen to listen to the radio last night?
Now, review the base sentences from Unit 2. Listen and repeat. Would you please tell Mr. Cooper that I'm here? Take these books home with you tonight. Please bring me those magazines. Would you help me lift this heavy box? Please ask John to turn on the lights. Put your books down on the table. Get me a hammer from the kitchen, will you? hang up my coat in the closet, will you, please? Please don't bother me now. I'm very busy. Would you mind mailing this letter for me? If you have time, will you call me tomorrow? Please pick up those cups and saucers. Will you do me a favor? Please count the chairs in that room. Please pour this milk into that glass. Now, review the base sentences from Unit 3. Listen and repeat. Excuse me, sir. Can you give me some information? Can you tell me where Peach Street is? It's 2 blocks straight ahead. Which direction is it to the theater? Turn right at the next corner. How far is it to the university? It's a long way from here. The school is just around the corner. The restaurant is across the street from the hotel. You can't miss it. Do you happen to know Mr. Cooper's telephone number? Could you tell me where the nearest telephone is? Should I go this way or that way? Go that way for 2 blocks, then turn left. I beg your pardon. Is this seat taken? Now, review the verb study. Listen and repeat.
1. Excuse.
Excuse me, sir.
The teacher excused me from class yesterday.
The teacher excuses somebody from class every day.
2. Give.
Can you give me some information?
Mr. Cooper gave me a book.
John gives me a newspaper every morning.
3. Turn.
Turn right at the next corner.
He turned right at the corner.
Please turn the page.
4. Miss.
You can't miss it.
I didn't turn right, and I missed the street.
I miss all my friends very much.
He is in California now, and he misses his friends here in New York. Five. Go.
Should I go this way or that way?
He goes this way and I go that way.
Yesterday I went to the restaurant at 6 p.m.
I'm going to the restaurant tonight. 6. Beg.
I beg your pardon.
He begged my pardon.
Every day he begs me to take several books home with me.
7. Happen to.
Do you happen to know Mr. Cooper's telephone number?
I just happen to know his telephone number.
Yes, I know her. She happens to be my sister.
Did you happen to listen to the radio last night?
This is the end of Tape 3A, Book 3, English 900. English 900, Book 3, Tape 3B, Substitution Drills. 1. Listen. Excuse me, sir, can you give me some information?
Excuse me, miss, can you give me some information?
Excuse me, officer, can you give me some information?
Excuse me, captain, can you give me some information?
Excuse me, colonel, can you give me some information? Now, repeat. Excuse me, sir, can you give me some information?
Excuse me, miss, can you give me some information?
Excuse me, officer, can you give me some information?
Excuse me, captain, can you give me some information?
Excuse me, colonel, can you give me some information? 2. Listen. Can you tell me where Peach Street is?
Can you tell me where the restaurant is?
Can you tell me where the post office is?
Can you tell me where the airport is?
Can you tell me where the railroad station is? Now, repeat. Can you tell me where Peach Street is?
Can you tell me where the restaurant is?
Can you tell me where the post office is?
Can you tell me where the airport is?
Can you tell me where the railroad station is? 3. Listen. The post office is 2 blocks straight ahead.
The post office is 2 miles straight ahead.
The post office is on the other side of the street. Now, repeat. The post office is 2 blocks straight ahead.
The post office is 2 miles straight ahead.
The post office is on the other side of the street. 4. Listen. Which direction is it to the theater? Do you know?
Which direction is it to the post office? Do you know?
Which direction is it to the university? Do you know?
Which direction is it to the bank? Do you know?
Which direction is it to the church? Do you know? Now, repeat. Which direction is it to the theater? Do you know?
Which direction is it to the post office? Do you know?
Which direction is it to the university? Do you know?
Which direction is it to the bank? Do you know?
Which direction is it to the church? Do you know? 5. Listen. Turn right at the next corner. You can't miss it.
Turn left at the next corner. You can't miss it.
Go straight ahead at the next corner. You can't miss it.
Go to the right at the next corner. You can't miss it.
Go to the left at the next corner. You can't miss it. Now, repeat. Turn right at the next corner. You can't miss it.
Turn left at the next corner. You can't miss it.
Go straight ahead at the next corner. You can't miss it.
Go to the right at the next corner. You can't miss it.
Go to the left at the next corner. You can't miss it. 6. Listen. How far is it to the university? Can you tell me?
How far is it to the university? Would you tell me?
How far is it to the university? Could you tell me?
How far is it to the university? Would you mind telling me?
Now, repeat. How far is it to the university? Can you tell me?
How far is it to the university? Would you tell me?
How far is it to the university? Could you tell me?
How far is it to the university? Would you mind telling me?
Seven. Listen. It's a long way from here to the university.
It's a short distance from here to the university.
It's a short walk from here to the university.
It's a long drive from here to the university.
Now, repeat. It's a long way from here to the university.
It's a short distance from here to the university.
It's a short walk from here to the university.
It's a long drive from here to the university.
Eight. Listen. The school is just around the corner. You can't miss it.
The school is in the middle of the block. You can't miss it.
The school is right on the corner. You can't miss it.
The school is up there on the left. You can't miss it.
Now, repeat. The school is just around the corner. You can't miss it.
The school is in the middle of the block. You can't miss it.
The school is right on the corner. You can't miss it.
The school is up there on the left. You can't miss it.
Nine. Listen. The restaurant is across the street from the hotel.
The restaurant is around the corner from the hotel.
The restaurant is a mile from the hotel.
The restaurant is a short walk from the hotel.
Now, repeat. The restaurant is across the street from the hotel.
The restaurant is around the corner from the hotel.
The restaurant is a mile from the hotel.
The restaurant is a short walk from the hotel.
10. Listen. Do you happen to know Mr. Cooper's telephone number?
Do you happen to know Mr. Cooper's address?
Do you happen to know Mr. Cooper's profession?
Do you happen to know Mr. Cooper's age?
Do you happen to know Mr. Cooper's height and weight?
Do you happen to know Mr. Cooper's office address?
Now, repeat. Do you happen to know Mr. Cooper's telephone number?
Do you happen to know Mr. Cooper's address?
Do you happen to know Mr. Cooper's profession?
Do you happen to know Mr. Cooper's age?
Do you happen to know Mr. Cooper's height and weight?
Do you happen to know Mr. Cooper's office address?
11. Listen. I don't happen to know his address.
I don't happen to know her address.
I don't happen to know John's address. Now, repeat. I don't happen to know his address.
I don't happen to know her address.
I don't happen to know John's address. 12. Listen. Could you tell me where the nearest telephone is?
Could you tell me where the nearest hospital is?
Could you tell me where the nearest ladies' room is?
Could you tell me where the nearest men's room is?
Now, repeat. Could you tell me where the nearest telephone is?
Could you tell me where the nearest hospital is?
Could you tell me where the nearest ladies' room is?
Could you tell me where the nearest men's room is?
13. Listen. Where's the post office? Should I go this way or that way?
Where's the university? Should I go this way or that way?
Where's the bank? Should I go this way or that way?
Where's the airport? Should I go this way or that way?
Now, repeat. Where's the post office? Should I go this way or that way?
Where's the university? Should I go this way or that way?
Where's the bank? Should I go this way or that way?
Where's the airport? Should I go this way or that way?
14. Listen. Go that way for 2 blocks, then turn left.
Go that way for a block or two, then turn left.
Go that way for about 2 miles, then turn left. Now, repeat. Go that way for 2 blocks, then turn left.
Go that way for a block or two, then turn left.
Go that way for about 2 miles, then turn left. 15. Listen. I beg your pardon, is this seat taken?
I beg your pardon, is this seat occupied?
I beg your pardon, is this seat reserved?
I beg your pardon, is this seat reserved for somebody?
Now, repeat. I beg your pardon, is this seat taken?
I beg your pardon, is this seat occupied?
I beg your pardon, is this seat reserved?
I beg your pardon, is this seat reserved for somebody?
16. Listen. The restaurant is up those stairs.
The restaurant is on the second floor.
The restaurant is down those stairs.
The restaurant is in the basement.
Now, repeat. The restaurant is up those stairs.
The restaurant is on the second floor.
The restaurant is down those stairs.
The restaurant is in the basement.
17. Listen. Isn't the restaurant straight ahead?
Isn't the restaurant around the corner?
Isn't the restaurant in the middle of the next block?
Isn't the restaurant right on the corner of Washington Street?
Now, repeat. Isn't the restaurant straight ahead?
Isn't the restaurant around the corner?
Isn't the restaurant in the middle of the next block?
Isn't the restaurant right on the corner of Washington Street?
Listen and repeat the following sentences. 1. Excuse me, sir, can you give me some information?
Excuse me, miss, can you give me some information?
2. Can you tell me where Peach Street is?
Can you tell me where the restaurant is?
3. The post office is 2 blocks straight ahead.
The post office is 2 miles straight ahead.
4. Which direction is it to the theater? Do you know?
Which direction is it to the post office? Do you know?
5. Turn right at the next corner. You can't miss it.
Turn left at the next corner. You can't miss it.
English 900, Book 3, Tape 3C, Conversation. 1. Getting directions. Listen. Excuse me, can you tell me how to get to the post office?
Of course. It's very near here. Go to the corner and turn right. Walk 1 block and turn right again. Go across the street. The post office is on the corner. You can't miss it.
Thank you very much. I'm sure I'll find it.
There's one thing I forgot to tell you.
What's that?
Today is a holiday. The post office is closed.
Now, repeat each sentence. Excuse me. Can you tell me how to get to the post office?
Of course. It's very near here. Go to the corner and turn right. Walk one block and turn right again. Go across the street. The post office is on the corner. You can't miss it.
Thank you very much. I'm sure I'll find it.
There's one thing I forgot to tell you.
What's that?
Today is a holiday. The post office is closed.
Now, you say the part of Speaker A.
Of course. It's very near here. Go to the corner and turn right. Walk one block and turn right again. Go across the street. The post office is on the corner. You can't miss it. There's one thing I forgot to tell you. Today is a holiday. The post office is closed.
2. Going to the movies. Listen. What time does the complete show begin?
At 7 o'clock. The first picture begins at 7:20.
How long does the complete program last?
The first show is finished at 9. The program lasts 2 hours.
Is the same picture on tomorrow night?
No, this is the last night.
Then I'll have to see it now. One ticket, please. Now, repeat. What time does the complete show begin?
At 7 o'clock. The first picture begins at 7:20.
How long does the complete program last?
The first show is finished at 9. The program lasts 2 hours.
Is the same picture on tomorrow night?
No, this is the last night.
Then I'll have to see it now. One ticket, please. Now, you say the part of Speaker B. What time does the complete show begin? How long does the complete program last? Is the same picture on tomorrow night? Then I'll have to see it now. One ticket, please.
Exercises. Exercise 1. Listen and repeat. Which way is it to the post office?
Go straight ahead for 3 blocks.
How far is it to the hotel?
Turn left and you can't miss it.
The theater is across the street.
The airport is a long drive from here.
The bank is 5 miles from the church.
Excuse me, is this seat taken?
I should turn right at this corner.
The house is around the corner.
Exercise 2. Listen and repeat. Where is Peach Street?
Peach Street is 2 miles straight ahead.
How far is the bank?
The bank is 5 miles from here.
Where's the nearest restaurant?
The nearest restaurant is across the street.
Which direction should I go to get to the post office?
You should go to the right at the next corner to get to the post office.
Could you tell me where the nearest telephone is?
The nearest telephone is in the men's room or the ladies' room.
Would you mind telling me where the school is?
The school is in the middle of the next block.
Do you happen to know where the railroad station is?
The railroad station is around the corner.
Would you tell me where the National Theater is?
The National Theater is right on the corner of Washington Street.
How far is it from here to the airport?
It is a long drive from here to the airport.
Which direction is it to the university?
The university is about 2 miles to the left.
Exercise 3. Listen and repeat. The church is a long way from here.
How far is the church from here?
The bank is across the street.
Where is the bank?
This seat is reserved for Mr. Cooper.
Who is this seat reserved for?
I don't know my neighbor's address.
Whose address don't I know?
We should turn right at the next corner.
Which way should we turn at the next corner?
The restaurant's a short walk from the hotel.
What is a short walk from the hotel?
The school is around the corner.
What is around the corner?
The officer gave me some information.
Who gave me some information?
The National Theater is straight ahead.
Which way is the National Theater?
The telephone is in the basement.
Where is the telephone?
The post office will open at 8 a.m.
What time will the post office open?
Mr. Cooper is 61 years old.
How old is Mr. Cooper?
The airport is 10 miles from the town.
How far is the airport from the town?
I'm going to school this afternoon.
When am I going to school?
This table is reserved for Mr. Cooper every day.
How often is this table reserved for Mr. Cooper?
This is John's telephone number.
Whose telephone number is this?
The seat near the window is occupied.
Which seat is occupied?
Dictation practice. Prepare to take dictation. Excuse me, sir. Can you give me some information? Excuse me, sir. Can you give me some information? Excuse me, sir. Can you give me some information? Can you tell me where Peach Street is? Can you tell me where Peach Street is? Can you tell me where Peach Street is? It's two blocks straight ahead. It's two blocks straight ahead. It's two blocks straight ahead. Which direction is it to the theater? Which direction is it to the theater? Which direction is it to the theater? Turn right at the next corner. Turn right at the next corner. Turn right at the next corner. How far is it to the university? How far is it to the university? How far is it to the university? It's a long way from here. It's a long way from here. It's a long way from here. The school is just around the corner. The school is just around the corner. The school is just around the corner.
This is the end of tape 3C, book 3, English 900.
ترجمه لغات و اصطلاحات یونیت شماره 3 توجه فرمایید. Word list، فهرست لغت. Across، حرف اضافه است به معنی در عرض. Airport، فرودگاه. Around، باز حرف اضافه است به معنی اطراف. Bank، ساحل یا بانک. Basement، زیر زمین. Captain، به معنی ناخدای کشتی یا سروان یا خلبان هواپیما. چرچ، کلیسا. کولونل، سرهنگ. کورنر، گوشه. دیرکشن، راهنمایی، جهت. دام، حرف اضافه است به معنی پایین. درایو، راندم یا جاده باریک. های، بلندی. Information، اطلاعات، که این کلمه هیچ موقع جمع بسته نمیشه. Ladies room، اتاق مخصوص خانم ها. Men's room، اتاق مخصوص آقایان، که اینا بیشتر برای WC مورد استفاده قرار میگیره. Miss، از دست دادن، گم کردن یا فقدان کسی رو احساس کردن. نامبر، شماره. اکیوپاید، اشغال. آفیسر، کارمند یا افسر. پست آفیس، اداره پست. پروفشن، شغل، حرفه، کار. ریل رود، خط راه آهن. رزرو، رزرو شده، نگهداری شده یا محفوظ. سیت، صندلی، جا. سر، آقا. ستر، پله ها. استیشن، ایستگاه. استریت اهد، مستقیما رو به جلو. آف، حرف اضافه است معنی بالا. واک، قدم زدن. وی، راه یا طریق یا روش. ور، فورس. هپن تو، یعنی اتفاق افتادن. گذشتش با قاعده است ایدی میگیره و اسم مفعولش هم ایدی میگیره. happened to. miss، از دست دادن. فعل با قاعده است ایدی میگیره، در گذشته و اسم مفعول میشه missed. turn، دور زدن، برگشتن. فعل با قاعده است و گذشته و اسم مفعولش میشه turn. expressions، اصطلاحات. be taken، یعنی گرفته شدن، برده شدن. I beg your pardon، معذرت میخوام، عذر میخوام. supplementary word list، better، بهتر، صفت تفضیلیه. good هست، صفت عالیش میشه best، بهترین. building، ساختمان. bus، اتوبوس. complete، کامل. cross town، شهری یا اتوبوس هایی که از شهر عبور میکنن. east، شهر. find یعنی پیدا کردن. holiday، تعطیل. last، آخرین یا گذشته. pointing، که ing اینجا علامت اسم مصدر. point به معنی اشاره کردن. policeman یعنی پلیس، مرد پلیس مقصود. subway، ترنهای زیرزمینی، قطار زیرزمینی. ticket، بلیت. vest یعنی قرد. اینک به ترجمه متن یونیت شماره 3 توجه فرمایید. Getting information and directions، گرفتن اطلاعات و مسیرهای اصلی. Excuse me sir، can you give me some information، باز میخوام آقا لطفاً میتونید مقداری اطلاعات به من بدید. Can you tell me where Peach Street is، میتونید به من بگید خیابون پیچ کجاست. It's two blocks straight ahead، اون دو بلوک به طرف جلوس، مستقیم به طرف جلوس. Which direction is it to the theater، کدوم مسیر به تئاتر میره میخوره. Turn right at the next door، next corner، بپیچید سمت راست در گوشه بعدی. How far is it to the university، چه راهی، چه فاصله‌ای است تا دانشگاه. It's a long way from here، یک راه طولانی از اینجا. The school is just around the corner. مدرسه در همین حدود است، دور این گوشه است، در اطراف این گوشه است. The restaurant is across the street from the hotel. رستوران اون طرف خیابون است نسبت به هتل. You can't miss it. نمیتونید اون رو از دست بدید شما. Do you happen to know Mr. Cooper's telephone number? آیا فکر میکنی میتونی آیا فکر میکنی شماره تلفن آقای کوپر رو میدونی؟ Could you tell me where the nearest telephone is? میتونید به من بگید که نزدیکترین تلفن کجاست؟ Should I go this way or that way? آیا باید این طرفی برم یا اون طرفی؟ Go that way for two blocks, then turn left. دو بلوک برو از اون راه برو بعد بپیچ سمت چپ. I beg your pardon. ببخشید یا عذر میخوام. Is this seat taken? آیا این صندلی جای کسیه؟ Where study. مطالعه فر. Number one. Excuse. یعنی عذر خواستن یا معذرت خواهی کردن یا معذور کردن. A. Excuse me, sir. عذر میخوام آقا. B. The teacher excused me from class yesterday. معلم عذر من از کلاس دیروز خواست. C. The teacher excuses somebody from class every day. معلم عذر کسی رو هر روز از کلاس میخواد. Number 2. Give دادن. A. Can you give me some information? میتونید مقداری اطلاعات به من بدید؟ B. Mr. Cooper gave me a book. آقای کوپر یک کتاب به من داد. C. John gives me a newspaper every morning. John هر روز صبح یک روزنامه به من میده. Number 3. Turn. A. Turn right at the next corner. بپیچ سمت راست در نقش بعدی، در گوشه بعدی. B. He turned right at the corner. او پیچید سمت راست در گوشه در اون گوشه. C. Please turn the page. لطفاً ورق بزنید. Number 4. Miss. You can't miss it. نمیتونی از دستش بدی. B. I didn't turn right and I missed the street. من سمت راست نپیچیدم و خیابون رو گم کردم. C. I miss all my friends very much. من نبود یا فقدان دوستانم رو خیلی احساس میکنم، یا به عبارت دیگه دلم برای دوستانم تنگ شده. این I miss یک اصطلاحی. I missed you یعنی جای شما خالی، یا جای شما خالی یا دلم براتون تنگ شده. D. He is in California now and he misses his friends here in New York. او اکنون در کالیفرنیا است و دلش برای دوستانش که در نیویورک هستن تنگ شده. Number 5. Go. رفتن. A. Should I go this way or that way? باید این طرفی برم یا اون طرفی؟ B. He goes this way and I go that way. من اینوری میرم و او اینوری میره و من اون طرفی. C. Yesterday I went to the restaurant at 6 p.m. دیروز در ساعت 6 بعد ظهر من به رستوران رفتم. D. I'm going to the restaurant tonight. امشب تصمیم دارم به رستوران برم. Number 6. Beg. A. I beg your pardon. عذر میخوام، معذرت میخوام. B. He begged my pardon. او از من عذرخواهی کرد. C. Every day he begs me to take several books home with me. هر روز او از من خواهش میکنه که چند تا کتاب با خودم به خونه ببرم. Number 7. Happen to. اتفاقی انجام شدن، اتفاق افتادن. A. Do you happen to know Mr. Cooper's telephone number? آیا تصادفاً شماره تلفن آقای کوپر رو میدونی؟ B. I just happened to know his telephone number. من فکر میکنم که یاد گرفتم شماره تلفنشو. C. Yes, I know her. بله، من او رو میشناسم. She happens to be my sister. اون خواهر منه. D. Did you happen to listen to the radio last night? آیا دیشب به رادیو گوش کردی؟
His best-known plays are Caesar and Cleopatra, Man and Superman, Back to Methuselah, and St. Joan.
The works of English novelists have been translated into so many languages that millions of people who know no English are nevertheless familiar with English writings. Yet it's only those who are able to read these novels in the original who can really appreciate such masterpieces as Waverley and Ivanhoe by Walter Scott, or Oliver Twist, David Copperfield, and The Old Curiosity Shop by Charles Dickens.
English poetry covers such a wide field that we can do little more than enumerate a few names. Chaucer is well known for his Canterbury Tales. Milton for his two famous epics, Paradise Lost and Paradise Regained. Pope for his mastery of the classical style. While the Romantic school recalls such famous names as Wordsworth, Byron, Shelley, Keats, Tennyson, and Browning. You're now to hear a poem by Wordsworth that will not only inspire you with its beauty, but also encourage you to delve more deeply into the rich heritage of our literature, whether it be prose or verse.
Upon Westminster Bridge. Earth has not anything to show more fair. Dull would he be of soul, who could pass by a sight so touching in its majesty. This city now doth like a garment wear the beauty of the morning, silent, bare. Ships, towers, domes, theatres, and temples lie open unto the fields and to the sky, all bright and glittering in the smokeless air. Never did sun more beautifully steep in his first splendour valley, rock, or hill. Ne'er saw I, never felt a calm so deep. The river glideth at his own sweet will. Dear God, the very houses seem asleep, and all that mighty heart is lying still.